Before we get started on Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine, we'd like to tell you about the Miracle Moments Luncheon to benefit Easter Seals UCP Port Health. Earfluence, which produces this podcast, is a proud sponsor, and we'd like you to join us May 1st, 2024 at 11:30 Eastern Time at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary. This event helps raise funds and awareness for the life-changing direct services provided to more than 40,000 children, adults, and families living with disabilities, mental health, and substance challenges so they can live their best lives. We'll put more information on Easter Seals and the luncheon in the show notes, but again, that's Wednesday, May 1st at 11:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary, and we hope to see you there.
Attention, bourbon lovers. Are you ready for a taste sensation like no other? Old Raleigh Distillery, recently awarded Best Micro Distillery in the U.S., invites you to experience the art of whiskey blending firsthand. Located just east of Raleigh in downtown Zebulon, the distillery specializes in premium, micro-batch bourbon and limited-release whiskeys. Visit the tasting room Tuesday through Sunday to savor a wide variety of whiskeys, specialty cocktails, wine, and beer. And don't miss a chance to peek behind the curtain with a tour of the blending operation every Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 2 p.m. For more information and to plan your visit, visit oldraleighdistillery.com. Follow on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Old Raleigh Distillery for exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content. Old Raleigh Distillery, where every sip tells a story. When you think about those stores, you think about really beautiful stores. So I don't know how you do that in a shipping container.
It's not supposed to just be, as we said in the story, like a maze of portable pods, but it's supposed to feel very zen and tropical. And like, I mean, will there be palm trees? Like, I want to know.
You're listening to Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I'm your host, Gina Stevens. You may know Raleigh Magazine, but what you may not know is how we get our stories. It's all inside baseball. You'd be surprised what people will tell us. Our MO is telling stories no one else is telling. So this podcast is where you get the inside access to stories you won't read anywhere else. So let's dive into some of Raleigh Magazine's biggest stories. Everybody's talking about it all over town, the new experience at North Hills. And while the bougie pop-up is a good grab for Raleigh, not everyone's thrilled. Here with me today to break down what's got everybody talking, Editor-in-Chief Melissa Housem. Melissa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back. I miss being on the podcast.
I'm going to say, you've gone a while.
I know. People are asking if you...
if I fired you. People ask me, did you get tired of Melissa? I'm like, no. I said, she whines about being too busy. So I gave her a little break.
I missed it.
Everybody else got a chance to be on.
So. I know. I had to share the fun factor.
Yes.
But listen, Santa's not the only one paying a special visit to Raleigh this season. So the debut of Miami's famed Bal Harbour Shop seems to be what everybody's talking about right now.
This is the iconic shop's first pop-up experience outside of Miami, and they chose Raleigh. First off, I mean, that's pretty cool. Exciting for us to land this. It's a boom for the area and maybe a little bit of a bother for some people, and we totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we can't deny how cool it is, like you said, and we'll get into the logistics of what it is. Not everybody knows, obviously, but up front, you know, it's a shopping experience where they're bringing in stores that don't have a physical storefront here that are in Bal Harbour in Miami, which is like this zen shopping area, mostly luxury brands. And so it's a draw to North Hills, or is it a deterrent? That's the question.
So give you a lay of the land. I was just out there today. So when you turn in the drive to North Hills, think the side with the Renaissance where the movie theater is, that immediate parking lot that's right on North Hills that sits adjacent to Cameron Clothing and Coquette. Mm-hmm. That parking lot has been closed. So you can imagine it's the holidays. It's still North Hills. Everybody wants to be there. The good news is they've opened a new parking deck as part of the expansion, the North Hills expansion.
That's huge.
over where the Ruth Chris in that area. So there's a whole new parking deck. No one lives there yet. So plenty of places to park. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit longer walk. And if you're not familiar with it, it's going to take people a little while to find it. Mm-hmm. So, but this whole area is going to be, as I understand it, it's 30 shipping containers mm-hmm. with these swanky, think Tiffany's, these really high-end.
And I mean, it's this like these portable shopping experience, like this alfresco zen like.
Oh my God. You were saying they have a koi pond.
Oh yeah. We were just talking about all this stuff. It's like covered walkways, fans, retractable canopies, koi ponds, piped in music. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Which in one way, if you think about it this way, there might be people who like to shop in stores like that mm-hmm. who don't normally have those kinds of stores at North Hills. So right. the appeal of going to Tiffany's or somewhere like that might appeal to them. And so it might bring some new people to North Hills. On the other side, some of the North Hills tenants, A, weren't happy about losing the parking. And B, you know, it's the holiday season. They want people spending their money with them.
Yeah, so it's really funny because we actually knew about this way before it came out.
I think maybe in some ways we knew about it before the tenants knew about it.
Yeah, and so it's just so funny how this stuff works. And so we respected their wishes not to release any information right. until they were ready. And then they give us a chance to to jump on it. But we didn't want to just write from the press release we had. You know, we're talking to them. And then all of a sudden they release the press release. Our story's supposed to run the next day. And all the every media outlet, you know, TV, print, whatever, is like, oh, these fantastic shops are coming and blah, blah, blah. And then we always... It's like, okay, well, what else is here besides us talking to them?
And my phone started blowing up.
Yeah.
My phone started blowing up with people going, have you heard? And I know you're going to talk about it on the podcast and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, well, you know, dance with who brung you kind of thing. It's like some of those businesses were a little concerned. I do really believe in the long run, it'll be a good thing for North Hills, meaning it'll bring some new people out. And the shops will be fun. It'll be another drawing card. But I was over there today, and there's a backhoe in the parking lot. I mean, I don't know what that's for, but I mean, they're gonna, it's gonna be a transformation of it. I mean, when you think about those stores, you think about really beautiful stores.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you do that in a shipping container.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how it shakes out because it's supposed to be. So one of the things Bal Harbour's known for is this sort of tropical oasis, mm-hmm. very zen, right? And that experience is supposed to be manifested here via curated shipping containers, you know? And so it's not supposed to just be, as we said in the story, like a maze of portable pods, but it's supposed to feel very zen and tropical. And like, I mean, will there be palm trees? Like, I want to know, but I mean, I think that it's no doubt that's a huge grab for Raleigh of all the cities. They chose Raleigh to start this tour, and this is the first time it's outside of Miami. But also, you know, okay, we already have these great stores positioned in North Hills and it's the holiday season. And so how do you navigate that? And okay, to your point, you might bring in a bunch of tourists. You might bring in a bunch of people who haven't been in North Hills for a while that want to come back. But then how do people like maybe me and you who
I can't afford are to more shop likely in to Tiffany's. Frequent. I like right. Tiffany's, but I'm going there to look and enjoy and then I can walk to Fink's or, you know, not to say that there's a huge difference, but you know what I mean? There's other ways to do it. I do think it'll be a drawing card to maybe get people out. People have said to me, why didn't they go to Fenton where there's a pile of dirt?
Yeah. But would it be a deterrent though for some people who are like accustomed to pulling right up? Oh, knowing where they want to go.
You don't pull right up.
Well,
you
okay.
Know that. Maybe not
that
the
was
holidays.
Before all the construction. I'm just saying, like, I just wonder if having all of that there to navigate and the extra people, like people that don't want to deal with that, might not be as likely to go to North Hills. Is that the concern for the people that were complaining?
I went to lunch there today. It took me a few more minutes to find a parking spot. And part of that is because I haven't used that parking deck and I'm always late.
That's
I'm always running with my pants on fire.
If she says she's on the way, she's still not on the way.
Probably haven't left the office yet. Would you call that my gray flag?
Yeah, beige flag, yeah.
My beige flag. Yeah. I do understand businesses like Lyle's and Bruce Lyle's, they talk to us about, mm-hmm. you know, sort of the concern and the frustration that they sell very high-end, beautiful men's clothing, leather belts, and, you know, all of the same kind of things that you could find in one of those. I look at it, and I believe the customer service that Lyle's offers and what Bruce offers, somebody is not going to pass that up to go into a shipping container. I do think they'll look, but I think if you're going to buy a, you know, $5,000 suit or $1,000 jacket or $600 belt, you're going to do that from somebody local. I mean, Maybe yeah, I'm a Pollyanna, but
no, I think you're right. I mean, we did talk to them and they highlighted the value of shopping local and that personalized experience that will still be there long after the day that you were shopping. And so, and of course, you know, he mentioned that they have the curbside pickup still through this and short-term parking in front. So I think that parking, if it's a concern, like that's been kind of met with the expanded parking deck and all of that. But
a local icon since 1949 and where Raleigh comes to celebrate, savor, and enjoy. Village District is celebrating 75 years of tradition and taste. You can join the celebration for their 75th anniversary on Saturday, April 20th from 3 to 8 p.m. on Woodburn Road. Enjoy live music, pop-ups, a kid-friendly area, and the launch of their Village 75 beer, exclusively brewed by Standard Beer and Food. For more event details and other Village District happenings, you can follow Village District on Instagram at Shop Village District, visit their website at shopvillagedistrict.com, or sign up to receive texts by texting the word VILLAGE to 919-701-0202. Time to add the mix into the mix of your go-to hotspots. With signature craft cocktails and neat pours, 12 rotating craft beers, and 8 rotating fine wines, plus cider and bubbles, the mix has the perfect pour for everyone. Take flight with beer, wine, whiskey, mezcal, and tequila. Or not in the spirit, craft cannabis gummies and high seltzers also invite. Sprawl out on the patio, post up on the couch with your laptop on a weekday, catch the big game on multiple TVs, or cozy up in the wine library for an upscale paired tasting. Weekly events keep the good times coming, from tastings to live music and more. For the full lineup of events and offerings, visit bottlemix.com. Yes, with two X's. So that's bottlemixx.com.
I also just wonder, like in an age, you know, in Pleasant Valley, where, I don't know, Marshall's and all that is, you know, the side is like a boot barn or something?
Yep.
I was up there a week or two ago for something, and I drove around the side of the building to where that is, and it was lunchtime. It was the middle of the day, and there was somebody coming out of that place, and there was a couple cars there, and I was like, this is nothing about the boot barn. This is just shopping in general. I was like, why? Like, who is going there and for what at this time of day? You know, and it kind of just started this conversation among my family of like, who still shops in physical stores versus online? When you're talking about big retailers, though, like,
yeah,
some of these stores that aren't here, people that want to shop in them are accustomed to shopping in them online already, right? So it's just going to be interesting to see who this draws out for a physical experience.
See, that's my thing. I look at it, if you're the person who has never been to these shops in Miami, you're probably going, and you live in Charlotte, and you're thinking about, you might come to Raleigh.
That's true.
If you live in Wilmington, you might be willing to drive up for the day. I think it could pull some people in. And let's face it, they get there for that, but they're going to eat at Coquette.
Well, there also is a restaurant there. So they're going to have a fine dining restaurant called The Whitman, which is a play on the family name. That'll have a bar and lounge, and it'll seat up 150. And I'm trying to, like, how do you prop up a
like, that sounds like a tent.
I was going to say, like, is this going in a building that I don't know about? Like, how do you, we've been following restaurants trying to open for a long time. How do you prop up a restaurant for a pop-up? Like, that's wild,
right? I'm telling you, when I pulled in the drive today and saw hundreds of construction working cars and stuff, I was like, wow, this is, I mean, so do you know when it's opening?
Yeah, I think it's this month and it's 8 weeks, but there doesn't seem to be a very specific hard open date. Like, it doesn't say, you know, November 25th.
Well, they probably can't. They don't know what the weather's going to do and got to get it open. But I would imagine before December 1st.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the plan.
It's a big project and they're going to stay here for a while.
Yeah. And I think if we're talking about some of the things they might bring besides just shopping, because not everybody cares about that, obviously, but I think there's going to be some activations. And they want to collaborate with the community and leaders to get some charitable events on the calendar. And then some performances, musicians, weekend brunches, curated events.
That's really interesting to think they're going to do all that in
and
a pop-up over 8 weeks or so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a really grand affair in terms of the manpower that's taking. Like, look, we're
and
putting
it's also the first
cocktail.
Time they've done it.
Right. And you're right now, as we record this, we haven't had the Cocktail Classic yet. And you know
I'm
what
that
is.
I'm 9 days away, folks. I am not an event planner, and I know how many tiny little details and pieces that have to do with this. And
can
we
you
are
imagine?
Almost sold out. We are not completely sold out. So as you're listening to this, if you are the crazy person who has not bought a ticket to the Cocktail Classic and you like cocktails, you like food, you like people, then you need to be there.
Oh, yeah. And you, yeah, and you like that you don't want to have FOMO, so you need to come.
Oh, this
yeah.
is going to be one of those. I am determined this is going to be one of those events. People go, oh, I thought about buying a ticket. And you're like, yeah, you missed out. Sure.
Yeah.
Next year.
But knowing what you know about that event and like the grand scale of it, and it's one, you know, well, it's more than one experience though. So to be fair, it's kind of comparable in that regard. Imagine though, like 17,000 square feet of details, and every different experience has its own pod.
And you were asking if it has palm trees. It does.
Oh yeah, it does have
palm
trees.
They shared a photo with us. It has palm trees. So you'll actually get to feel like without an ocean, without, you know, those sunny, warm days in Miami, you'll get to feel like you're in Miami.
Yeah. Apparently they're going to be putting up sneak peeks of the space on their social media, and they might announce some additional brands, which I think was something they just told us.
Yes.
And some exclusive Durali moments. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how people embrace it, what the takeaway is. And I mean, Miami's a major city and it's a cool city.
Yeah, you know? It is. And you know, it's back to, it's like another podcast that we're taping about change. You know, I get it. Getting out of your comfort zone, or it's easy to have a knee-jerk reaction that this is going to be bad. I mean, obviously, we don't want any local businesses to be hurt by anything. I mean, most of them are come back from COVID and have survived that hell. Mm-hmm. We definitely don't want them to have a hard time. But I think there could be an upside. We could be talking about this in January or at the end of January, early February, going, mm-hmm. you know, this was the coolest thing, and they've already decided to come back to Raleigh because Raleigh's so great.
Yeah, I mean, what is it they say? If you build it, they will come. And I think for the number of people, once you're there, what stops you from navigating the rest of North Hills?
Absolutely.
To me, I just don't – I see the downside in terms of, like, people that maybe aren't interested in Bal Harbour shops that would then potentially be like, I'm not going to go to North Hills right now. But as Lyle said, they've got curbside. They've got other options. And so I don't think it would technically, if I wanted to buy something at one of those stores in North Hills, I would find
it's not going to keep me from going to Charlotte's for my hostess gifts or whatever.
Right.
I certainly can't afford to shop at Bal Harbour. But I will probably be a gawker and go, look, Bill Young, a good friend of the magazine, is CBS 17's morning anchor, and he loves some shopping. And he also has been to the Bal Harbour shops. And he's like, the minute he heard about it, he called me. He goes, do you know how fancy this is? This is going to be so awesome. And he said, you know what's so fancy that they kicked Louis Vuitton out. I'm like, because it wasn't exclusive enough. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Louis Vuitton is pretty exclusive.
Yeah, I used to read about it all the time because one of the magazines I edited for was a Miami City magazine. And it is, I mean, my memory of it when I saw it was coming here is like supreme luxury, mm-hmm. you know? And it's interesting, like when you were talking about where
they
chose.
They don't bring a Supreme store because my boys will break me for Christmas.
Okay. But, you know, you're talking about where they chose, like North Hills over Fenton. I think that's a commentary on North Hills too, you know? Like where would it fit in Raleigh and their willingness to build it there as opposed to what might have been more obvious at Fenton. That's also choosing Raleigh over Cary. No offense to Cary, but, you know.
We're not going there, are we?
I know. I'm just making a statement.
I mean, I like Fenton. It's fun, but I definitely think you lean into the best shop, you know, one of the best shopping areas. And Village District would have been another one. Unfortunately, it's just there's nowhere to put it.
That's the other obvious
place. With a hotel going up right now, there was no way they could handle it.
But the other thing is, too, is, I mean, if you have a restaurant there, like Coquette or whatever, and you're nervous about that, I mean, we've talked about this so many times with, like, Fenton coming up when it was. What is the draw? Is it restaurants that draw in shoppers or shoppers that draw in restaurants? And I think it's a little of both. And you're going to have people coming to Bal Harbour that are like, well, I'm here. I might as well eat. And then you're going to have people that are dining that are going to be like, well, I'll go check this out. So I think it's a potential win-win for everybody. But
it is. It's like, yeah. I think, you know, once they navigate the parking thing and figure that out. And I, you know, if it were me and I owned a business, I would figure out a way to do valet. I'd literally have my own personal valet. Yeah. I think that's what Urban Food Group should do with Coquette. I mean, make it easy for customers. But, you know, I get it's challenging, but the holidays are here and coming fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I hope after hanging out with us, you feel more like a Raleigh insider. You can find copies of our magazine around town or subscribe for $10 for 10 issues. We'd love it if you gave this podcast a rating and review and share it with your friends. This podcast was edited and produced by Earfluence. I'm Gina Stevens. We'll see you again soon. Want more of Raleigh Magazine in between issues? Visit RaleighMag.com and subscribe to our newsletters. They come out Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. 5-minute read keeps you up to date. And especially on Friday, Dish on This, where to eat, where to drink, what to do this weekend. Subscribe for free at RaleighMag.com.